I'm producer Felsha Zuschlag, and today I'm speaking with Tony Anscombe, ambassador of AVG Free, about their digital diaries and family safety software and an exciting new ebook and mobile application to help encourage children to learn about how to stay safe on the internet. It's apparent through the Digital Diary series and research AVG Technologies has done that you're interested in helping educate families in technological literacy and child safety. Can you tell me why AVG is passionate about this, and why do you find it important to make some of these services free?
AVG was one of the original free antivirus companies in the world, and we believe that everybody should have some form of protection on their machine. Now, protection is only part of a solution. Education, awareness, and assistance in other ways provide the full protection to a person. We now have 110 million users around the world, and we feel it's important to offer different levels of protection to those 110 million users. We understand that a large percentage of those are families, and we've discussed with a lot of our user base, you know, what else is it that you would like to see AVG develop? And guidance and helping in rules and policy setting in families is something that we got as feedback from our user base. So we're passionate about actually providing that to the users as a requirement from them.
And in your opinion, how important do you think it is that children are internet savvy? And how vigilant do you think parents should be?
We all like to see our children using technology, and we all like to see technology in our house, you know, educating our child or driving them into places maybe we don't fully understand. Video recorders, when I was a child, you know, we could program them and our parents couldn't. It's no different. You know, my child can do things I can't. So we want our children to be savvy because we want them to be up to date and we want them to learn quickly with the new technologies that come. But with everything, children require boundaries, and those boundaries have to be rules that are set, and parents need to be aware of what the boundaries should be. And if we can help as AVG work out where those boundaries need to be and advise parents through technology or through education, that's where we're adding value. Parents should be vigilant. The internet does allow for people to approach our families in the wrong way. You know, we need to be able to work out what's good for our children to see and what's bad for our children to see. So parents do need to be vigilant. Also, there's the peer pressure of cyberbullying. You know, we need to know who they're talking to, how they're talking to them, what other children are saying about your child, and be vigilant and make sure our children are safe online.
And what is the research showing regarding children 6 to 9 years old and their internet usage?
The research is showing that over 50% of that age group are using social networking in some form, which is enlightening to us. I think is shocking for most people that we're talking to the research about. You know, 51% use some form of social networking, whether that is Club Penguin or some other child-based social networking tool. The frightening element out of the 51% is 14% of children have a Facebook account in the 6 to 9 bracket. And 58% of parents are not aware of what their child is doing within social networking. So the disconnect between the fact that the children are doing it and the parents don't understand what they're doing is kind of shocking. It shows that we need to educate parents and children on the safe use of what they should and shouldn't be doing online.
Can you tell me about the Little Bird iPad app and how it can educate families regarding internet safety?
The Little Bird app is designed for an early age group, and it's designed as a parental tool for the parent to sit down with a child and run through the different aspects of online safety. You know, it gives the basic general rules of internet access to that early age group. We need to instill those things in children at a very early age, because if we can capture it there, we can then grow and extend that message as they get older of what's good and what's bad. Little Bird is available as an app. It's available on Kindle. And it's also available in hardback. You know, we're trying to push this out as a tool that parents can sit down with their children, read, and hopefully educate the parent as well, because maybe not always the parent understands the risks for the child either.
And how can people connect with AVG Technologies?
Access to our online tools is available through avg.com. If you go to the AVG free blog, you'll often see on the free blog help and assistance, not just for families, but also tips on other ways to stay safe, both for identity theft, online theft, etc., etc. So, for example, last year during the summer we ran a travel tips of what to do when you're travelling with your laptop and taking your devices on holiday. So it's a great resource. You'll find it on the AVG free blog, and that's accessible through the AVG website.
Thank you, Tony and AVG Technologies, for taking the time to talk with me today. For Childhood Matters, I'm Felsha Zuschlag.